Now, in the other business, you're in order to formulate your...
Dr. Locke will comment. Mr. Chairman, I wonder if Dr. Locke would like to comment. He's already commented on this at the council meeting, and he can clear this matter up.
Yes, I'd be glad to, Mr. President, although I am not a member of the executive, recently elected for the CAS. But I can perhaps tell you what I think might happen. And that is nothing as far as the chairman is concerned. There has been no talk among professional astronomers about creating professional journals in Canada. And I don't think that one will come about for a good number of years. The society will not be large enough for a number of years to come to support the journal by itself. And its hope of getting government support for a journal is very remote. So I think for the foreseeable future, the Journal of the Royal Astronomical Society of Canada will be the only astronomical journal in Canada. And hopefully the professional astronomers will continue to give dedication to it. I may add that the grant which we get, that the society gets from the National Research Council, is in support of the journal. And this has been stated many times in the past, but I think sometimes the members do forget that the $5,000 grant which we have been receiving from the federal government is in support of the journal. It being the only journal, that doesn't entirely answer your question, but I think the society is so new that it hasn't really formed an opinion yet. It doesn't really have a president yet. Only an executive has been elected, which will elect officers from their number.
Thank you, Dr. Locke.